I'm glad that you've chosen to listen to our messages from the Presbyterian Church of Barnet. I'm Howard Gaston, the pastor, and I believe that God's Spirit will speak to you during this time.
Holy Father, the gifts that you have given us are incredible. We thank you for our very lives. We ask that you take these monetary gifts as a token of our gift that we give to you, our very selves. Bless it, help it to grow your kingdom in this congregation and in the world. Amen.
So our scripture is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. And it is, of course, about the Magi coming to the baby Jesus and to the Mary and Joseph. Let us listen to this story. And so they left, and on their way, they saw the same star that they had seen in the east. When they saw it, how happy they were. What joy was theirs. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They went into the house, and when they saw the child and his mother Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and presented them to him. And then they returned to their country another way, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. Amen. So our Christmas celebrations are filled with all sorts of traditions, and kind of what spurred our idea about having you share your different traditions and stories in that form that you got today, and then we're going to make a little booklet, because we wanted to share some of our traditions, not just from Christmas, but throughout our family experience, because traditions can be very important. They can be very valuable, because they remind us of what is important. Traditions can hold a lot of significance because it not only points us away from ourselves, but to our family and our loved ones, and also can point us towards God. But traditions can also point us away from God and point us just to the past and not help us go anywhere or point us in a completely different direction that leads us away from family and God. One of the great traditions of Christmas that I think we all love and cherish is the exchanging of gifts. And that tradition comes from our story today, from Matthew. The Magi come before Jesus, and they bring these amazing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to this Christ child. They worship Jesus. The scriptures tells us they were filled with joy just seeing this baby, because they knew that this child was the fulfillment. And so they gave gifts. And from that simple event, we today continue to give gifts to one another. Nick shared with the kids about the different gifts, the ties or whatever they might be that we get and receive throughout the year or this season. But it's interesting to note that back in the year 2000, the amount of money that was spent on Christmas gifts was, let me just make sure I get this one right, was $400 billion. Back in the year 2000, $400 billion. This year, it's estimated to be $700 billion. Maybe it's because things have gone up. No. But let me ask you a question here, if you're honest to share it. How many of you overspent this Christmas season? Yeah, we have. So I don't think the Magi ever thought their act of giving gifts to the Christ child would lead to a $700 billion industry. Something has happened to this tradition. This tradition of honoring Christ and celebrating Christ and expressing our joy for our faith in Christ by giving and receiving gifts has got a bit distorted, if you think about that. And so I think one of the things that we as Christians and followers of Jesus Christ and as a church need to step back and think about, why do we do our traditions? Why do we do the different things that we do, not just at Christmas time, whether it's, you know, cutting down a Christmas tree or having certain presents given or, you know, certain dinners and foods at those dinners, but about the other traditions that we do throughout the year? It's a time for us maybe to stop and think, why? Have they lost their significance? Or are they just something we do because we've always done it that way? And I think this is a huge question for us as a congregation as well. For just like families, we as a family have our traditions, things that we do every year, and maybe we need to step back and say, why? Is this really fulfilling the purpose that it was intended? Is it really drawing us closer to loved ones and to God? And so one of the things that I think about traditions that we can look at is we begin to self-examine ourselves a little bit. Begin to ask us ourselves, you know, what is the purpose of this? Why are we doing this? And begin to look at whether or not it really has any foundation for what we want to be about. And I also think that in this self-examination process, one of the things that really help us to understand whether or not this event is important in our lives is for us to kind of get ourselves back to reading what the scriptures tells us. What is in here, you know, may not say, well, thou shalt not have Christmas with more than six presents. It's not going to tell us that. But it is going to give us the principles and the ideals of what we are to be as followers of Christ. What is really important in our family celebrations, in the traditions that we do, in the things that we think might be important. This is the guide that kind of directs us to draw closer to God and to family. And so as we begin to examine the things that you do, the activities that you do throughout the year, I think the scriptures can give us a strong base to remind us of what we're really be about. But also, I think we have to remember that our traditions don't control us. And a lot of times, we kind of get it backwards. Now think about, you know, even in the church, you know, we have this worship service that's been around for hundreds of years, and it kind of controls us throughout the day or this hour. It tells us what we're supposed to do next. And if, you know, the minister forgets the offering, it throws you off. If we don't do the Apostles' Creed, you're like, well, wait a second, why are we doing that? If we don't sing Christmas carols during Christmas time, it controls us. And yet we have to remember, our traditions are not built to control us, to make us do things that we really don't think we need to do. We need to look at our traditions as a way in which enables us to follow Christ, to love one another. And if they do that, great. But if they are just doing it because you're afraid that your grandmother, who's been dead for 50 years, is going to get mad at you if you don't use this certain plate, then you need to step back and think, why am I doing this? Re-examining, is this really important? And I think that for us, it's really important as a church to think that. If we're doing the same thing over and over again every year and they're not getting a different result, or we're getting the same results and it's not getting any better or different, some people call that insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So if we're doing the same tradition in our families and in the church over and over and over again and we're wondering, why isn't this not changing? Maybe we need to step back and evaluate. Traditions are powerful. Traditions are important. as long as they lead us forward. Yeah, they can remind us of the past, remind us of the important things that have happened. But if they just focus on that and not move us forward in our faith in Christ and in our love for one another, then why do we do them? Why are they important for us to continue to hold on to? We have a lot of traditions, from lighting candles to having certain meals to using certain kind of plates to having certain kinds of gifts at Christmas time, doing certain things. And they bring us, hopefully, meaning. And I hope that you can share some of your traditions with us that we can then maybe add to that. But some of them we do, and we don't even question why. I want us, as part of our communion service today, we're going to sing Joy to the World. Great Christmas song. Sing it. Probably this is the only time of the year that we sing it, because it's a Christmas carol. But as we sing it today during our getting set up for communion, listen closely to the words as we sing this wonderful Christmas carol. Let's sing Joy to the World. About his return to his people and his reign. And yet we have made it into a traditional song for Christmas because, yes, Christ is our King. Christ is coming. And we are celebrating that. And it is a joyous thing. But it's funny how we make traditions and yet we're not sure why we do them. Let us pray. God, we come before you today and we thank you for the traditions. We thank you for the activities that we do that celebrate your love and grace, whether it's Christmas, whether it's on a Sunday morning or Easter or whatever time it might be, a time in which our families come together and perform different traditions. But Lord, we pray that they will continue to have a meaning, a purpose that draws us closer to you and draws us closer to one another. Lord, we celebrate this tradition that has been going on in your church for thousands of years, a piece of bread, a cup of juice. And we pray, Lord, that this will be more than just something to do at the end of a service, but it will remind us of a past, of your death and resurrection, but also that it will call us to a future, to be your people, to live out our faith in Christ each and every day. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. And on that night, thousands of years ago, Christ took the bread and he blessed it. And as he broke it, he said, "This is my body, broken for you. As often as you eat this bread, do it in remembrance of me." People of God, the body of Christ broken for you, take, eat in remembrance of him.
In the same manner, Christ took the cup. He blessed it, and as he poured it out, he said, "This is my blood, the remission of all your sins. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me." Children of God, this is the blood of Christ, the remission of our sins. Let us drink it in remembrance of him. Almighty and holy God, we give you thanks for these gifts you have given to us, gifts that give us life, gifts that give us a future. And Lord, we pray that as we partake of this Last Supper, that we were reminded of our calling to be your people in this world, to love those who are loveless, to walk humbly among those around us, to care for those people in our lives that need caring. Guide and direct us, Lord, that we may be Christ to the world and continue to share the grace and love that is found in Christ Jesus. We pray all this in his name. Amen. Would you stand with me and let's affirm our faith together in the Apostles' Creed? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose again from the dead, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Well, I hope these messages have been a blessing to you for your life. And if you need any more assistance, be sure to contact the Presbyterian Church of Barnet in Vermont. Thank you.